After our lunch break, we gathered again. The Dalai Lama wished to explain some basic premises underlying the Buddhist concept of destructive emotions. After listening to the morning's presentation, he said, it occurred to me that it might be helpful to bear in mind the Buddhist distinction between two principal categories of experience. On the one side are those that are related to and contingent upon our senses. On the other hand, there are experiences that are not so directly contingent upon sensory faculties, which the Buddhist framework describes as mental. The Buddhist understanding of what we call feeling pervades both of these realms, sensory and mental. In the sensory realm, there is not much that distinguishes human beings from other animal species. But in the mental realm, making judgments between right and wrong, in analysis and discursive thought, in such things as evaluating long-term and short-term effects, that's where humans have a much higher capacity than animals. In short, sensory perception is only non-conceptual, while mental cognition, like visual memory, can be conceptual and non-conceptual. Many of the afflictions, such as attachment or desire, can increase to such a point that the image does not correspond to reality outside the mind. Unquote. This is a key point in Buddhist psychology. The process by which desire or aversion creates what amounts to a form in the mind, the imagined image of the object of desire, a freshly arisen imaginary mental form. He explained that one of the types of imaginary forms arises in the context of a meditation, such as a visualization, an intentionally evoked intangible image that exists in the mind's eye. A second is the type of mental image that arises in the context of afflictions. These, sometimes called imaginary forms, might include what the West would call projections, fantasies, or otherwise imagined ideas about something or someone. They represent the distorted nature of afflictive emotions. The mental picture we hold of someone we are attracted to, for instance, will be an idealized version of the actual person. That image, a projection of the mind, is innately afflicted, since it invariably distorts the reality.